sabiduría para compartir tu palabra.
And I pray that you'll give me wisdom to share your word.
Te doy gracias por tu bendición y por
I
esta
thank you for your
oportunidad.
blessing and for this opportunity.
Te invitamos a que estés con nosotros
And
y
we
que
invite you to be here
nos
with
guíes
us
en el
and
nombre
that
de
you will
Cristo
guide
Jesús.
us in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amén.
Amen.
Voy a leer una historia de Primera de Samuel.
I'm going to read a story from 1 Samuel.
Y creo que es una buena oportunidad y va con la fecha que celebramos.
I think it's a good opportunity and it goes a little bit with the day that we're celebrating.
Quiero que, antes de que entre esto, quiero que imagines un poquito a una mamá.
Before we go into this, I want you to get a little picture in your head. Imagine a mother
Con tres hijos en edad de casarse.
with three children getting ready to be married.
Y en un lugar lleno de polvo y bien caliente.
With three children the age to marry in a place that's full of dust and dirty.
Y sale a la calle y está viendo hacia el horizonte.
And she comes out of her house and she comes into the street and she looks at the horizon.
Y quiero que tengas esa foto en mente.
I just want you to keep that picture in your head.
Pero vamos a hablar un poquito de Samuel.
Okay, let's go back to Samuel.
El libro de Samuel me gusta porque en esta historia empieza hablando acerca de thank you.
I like the book of Samuel because it starts out talking about
Del nacimiento de Samuel.
the birth of Samuel.
Y en realidad el libro está enfocado al nacimiento o a la iniciación de dos reyes o de la monarquía en Israel.
And it's actually talking about the monarchy in Israel of two different kings,
Saúl y David.
Saul and David.
Pero el autor quiere enfocarse aquí en el
But
nacimiento de
here
Samuel.
in the beginning, the author focuses on the birth of Samuel.
Y quiero leer del capítulo 1, del versículo 1 al versículo 20.
And I want to read chapter 1 from 1 to verse 20.
Y no sé si a alguien le gustaría un voluntario, yo puedo
I
escoger
want
a
to
alguien.
volunteer to read it in
Una
English.
mamá.
A mother? A mother? Oh, I was going to pick on Isaac.
Del versículo 1 al 20.
From 1 to 20.
Sí, está bien si quieres escoger tu hermano o alguien.
Stephanie.
One to 20? Now there was a certain man, whatever his name was, of the mountains of Ephraim, and his name was, whatever that is, the son of Jehoram, the son of, yada, yada, yada. Verse 2, and he had two wives, the name of one was Hannah, and the name of the other, Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. This man went up from the city yearly to worship and sacrifice to the Lord of hosts in Shiloh, and the two sons of Eli, Hophni, Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And whenever the time came for Elkanah to make an offering, he would give portions to Peninnah, his wife, and to all her sons and daughters. But to Hannah he would give a double portion, for he loved Hannah, although the Lord had closed her womb. Although her rival also provoked her severely to make her miserable, because the Lord had closed her womb. So it was year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, that she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Then Elkanah her husband said to her, Hannah, why do you weep? Why do you not eat? And why is your heart grieved? Am I not better to you than 10 sons? So Hannah arose after they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh. Now Eli the priest was sitting on the seat by the doorpost of the tabernacle of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord and wept in anguish. Then she made a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me, and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a male child, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon his head. And it happened as she continued praying before the Lord that Eli watched her mouth. Now Hannah spoke in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she was drunk. So Eli said to her, How long will you be drunk? Put your wine away from you. But Hannah answered and said, No, my lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor intoxicating drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Do not consider your maidservant a wicked woman, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief I have spoken until now. Then Eli answered and said, Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition which you have asked of him. And she said, Let your maidservant find favor in your sight. So the woman went her way and ate, and her face was no longer sad. Then she rose early in the morning and worshipped before the Lord, and returned, and came to their house at Ramah. And Elkanah knew his wife, and the Lord remembered her. So it came to pass in the process of time that Hannah conceived and bore a son, and called his name Samuel, saying, Because I have asked for him from the Lord.
De lo que vamos a hablar en esta mañana es acerca de intercesión.
What we're going to be talking about a little bit this morning is intercession.
¿Cómo empezamos a interceder?
How can we start interceding?
Y la razón por la que intercedemos con compasión y con realmente deseo de hacer un cambio.
And the reason that we should do it with passion and the desire.
No debemos, pero lo que nos motiva a hacerlo.
And this is what motivates us, is the passion and desire. Right?
Close. aquí, en estas situaciones, alguien está pensando, has escuchado bastante gente diciendo, Señor, ¿cómo puedo servirte?
In this situation,
déjame decirlo otra vez.
Okay, I'm going to say it differently.
Hemos escuchado personas diciendo, Señor, ¿cómo puedo servirte?
We've heard people say, Lord, how can I serve you?
Te quiero servir.
I want to serve you.
Y en esta historia,
and in this story,
no vemos a alguien tratando de servir a Dios.
And we don't see somebody trying to serve God.
Es solamente una persona viviendo una situación
going
diaria.
Through a daily situation.
Y se ve que la está viviendo por años.
And it looks like she'd been going through this for years.
No describe aquí lo que ella realmente trataba de hacer para tener un niño.
And it doesn't describe here what she tried to do to have a child.
Obviamente ella no estaba pensando en la situación que estaba pasando Israel en este tiempo.
And quién? Ella.
Ella.
And she wasn't obviously thinking about what Israel was going through at that time.
Que no había realmente, la palabra de Dios no estaba en el lugar ni
the
nada.
The word of God hadn't been there or anything like that.
Ella solamente quería arreglar su situación con su
she
familia.
She just wanted to fix her family situation.
Y obviamente estaba viviendo una vida miserable.
And she was living, obviously, a miserable life.
Pero le tomó años para llegar a este punto donde está.
And it took years for her to get to the point where she's at.
No entiendo por qué alguien puede resistir tanto dolor.
I don't know why people resist or they go through so much pain to get to that point.
A llegar y pedir a Dios, Señor, haz algo con esto.
To get to that point and say to God, Lord, do something with this.
Ya, es como suena aquí es. Ya no puedo más.
Is that she just couldn't handle it anymore.
Entonces, se acercó a Dios.
So she came close to God.
Y Dios le escuchó.
And God heard her.
Es interesante notar cómo el carácter de Dios siempre está dispuesto a ayudarnos.
It's interesting to notice that the character of God is
que siempre quiere ayudarnos.
He always wants to help us.
Pero siempre está esperando que nosotros vengamos
that we
a él.
Come to him.
Y muchas veces ni siquiera es alguien que realmente le conoce. Cualquiera que tiene un problema y empieza a decir, ¿dónde puedo ir? Y dice, pues tal vez voy a Dios y él me escucha.
And a lot of times we go through our problems and we think about, well, how can we fix this? What can we do? Oh, maybe I'll go to God.
Y nos toma este tiempo para entender, ¿por qué no fui al principio a él?
It takes us a while to get there. And then in the end, we always say, why didn't I just go to God first?
Y esta es la razón por la que Hannah fue a buscar a Dios.
And this is the reason that Hannah went to search after God.
En el versículo 15.
In verse 15.
I mean, 16.
I'm sorry, 16.
Dice ahí, ¿Por qué pasó todo este tiempo orando?
It said, ¿dónde?
Why she spent all this time praying?
It doesn't say that in English.
16 is okay. Sí.
He estado orando por.
It says, I have been praying out here.
Okay. I've been praying here out of my great anguish and grief.
Yeah. Entonces, la motivación de ella para orar de este modo.
So her motivation for her to pray
fue debido a su angustia y aflicción.
Was because of her anguish and her grief.
Y no aguantaba más.
She couldn't handle it anymore.
Y estaba poniendo ahí todo su dolor.
So she was putting all of her pain.
Que aún fue mal interpretada por Eli.
And it was even misinterpreted by Eli.
La tomó por borracha. Y...
He thought she was a drunk.
El chiste es que Dios escucha su oración.
The funny thing is that God heard her prayer. What? ¿Por qué?
La cosa interesante es lo que me refería.
The interesting thing is
y saben ustedes, cuando Dios le da a este niño y él va a jugar un papel bien importante en los próximos años de Israel.
And when God gives her that son, he plays a very important part in the...
La vida política de Israel, la situación política
political life of Israel and the situation of the whole nation.
Entonces, Dios la bendice a ella.
So God blesses her.
Y bendice, obviamente, está preparando al hombre que va a preparar a los dos reyes que vienen en Israel.
And obviously, with this child, he's going ahead and preparing the two kings that he has for Israel.
No... Me parece emocionante ver cómo...
It just makes me excited to see...
Nosotros estamos enfocados en una cosa que estamos viviendo.
We're so focused on the situation that we're living in.
Pero Dios entiende obviamente lo que está...
God
tiene una foto mucho más grande.
A lot bigger picture than what we're seeing.
Y esas situaciones que parecen imposibles...
And these situations look impossible.
Dios puede usarlas para bien.
God can use these situations for good.
¿Y por qué escogió a esta persona en lugar de, yo pensaría que tal vez Dios va a traer su plan a través de Penina? ¿Ese es su nombre?
Mm-hmm. I understand, and what's your problem? He says, so why did God choose Hannah? Why didn't he just use Penina?
Penina no, Hannah no podía tener niños.
She couldn't have children.
But, ¿no es emocionante?
Isn't that exciting?
Él dijo, pues, usó el dolor de esta persona porque estaba orando con pasión, ¿me entiendes?
God used that person because she was praying with so much passion. Do you understand that?
Esto... iba a bendecir también la relación de esta mujer con Dios.
This was going to also fix her relationship with God.
Porque ella iba a entender que Dios le amaba.
Because she was going to understand that God really loved her.
Y Dios tenía... que esperar todo este tiempo para que ella se acercara a él y supiera realmente que él iba a ayudarla.
And he had to wait all that time for her to come to him so that he could show her how much that he loved her.
Y así que le dio al niño que necesitaba.
And he gave her that child that she needed.
Y este niño vino a través de una situación imposible.
And that child came through an impossible situation.
Okay. It's amazing. It's just I like it a lot. Dios quiere que cuando vengamos a Él, realmente vengamos con expectación de recibir.
And God wants us to come to him when we come to him to have that expectation to receive.
No solamente hacer un ritual.
Not just for it to be a ritual.
Estaba bien que toda la familia fue ahí a hacer
el
ritual cada año.
All of the family went every year to celebrate the feast.
Pero Dios vino a hacer algo hasta que alguien vino realmente confiando en él y diciendo, ya no tengo nada más que me ayude.
Okay. And God had to wait for them to get to for her to get to that point where she came to him and said, "You know what? I don't have anything left. This is where I am."
Did you say that all the family went to perform a ritual?
Yeah.
Okay. I missed that. Y me encanta porque ahora Ana sabía de dónde venía su ayuda.
And so now I love it because Hannah gets to that point where she knew.
Así que ella se entendió a Dios, entendió su amor y entendía
she
que le amaba.
She understood his love and she understood that he really loved her.
Okay. Quiero compartirles una situación que vivimos en Monterrey hace años.
I want to share with you a situation that we went through in Monterrey a long time ago.
Y le voy a pedir a Samuel que me ayude con esto.
I'm going to ask Samuel to interpret for me.
Okay. ¿Listo? Okay. Les voy a compartir un poquito de mi ministerio en Monterrey.
I'm going to share with you a little bit of what happened in Monterrey.
Mi ministerio en Monterrey.
My ministry.
Mi trabajo era repartir Biblias y llevar agua a los equipos.
My job was to give Bibles and bring water to teams.
Yeah. Después de colocarlos en las cuadras o las manzanas.
After he separated the teams into the blacks.
Les llevábamos Biblias y aguas durante el tiempo que estaban trabajando.
We bring Bibles and water during their when they were on blacks.
Ah, este es un lugar bien polvoriento y bien caliente.
That place is very dusty and hot.
Después de acomodar los equipos, me apuré para ir a ver a Úrsula porque ella la dejé en la iglesia.
After I helped the teams, after I put the teams in on the blacks, I went to get Úrsula and Sam. Mm-hmm. And took mom to get a Coke.
He crossed the river already. I was on his side.
Oops.
Fui a ver a Úrsula y caminamos hacia la tienda. En este rato tenía de descanso.
I went and got mom and took her to the store after my job was done.
En este tiempo tuve un incidente con un muchacho en una tienda que llamó mi atención.
We went there and he had an incident that a kid caught his attention.
Me puse un poquito nervioso porque estaba solo con Úrsula y todos los demás estaban en diferentes áreas, regados por diferentes áreas. Y estábamos solos, yo y Úrsula.
I was scared because it was only me and Úrsula and there was nobody there. All the team was on different. The whole team was separated on different blacks.
Así que regresé a Úrsula rápidamente a la iglesia.
So I walked Úrsula back to the church.
Y me fui otra vez. Me incorporé al trabajo con los equipos.
And I went another time to help the teams.
Y obviamente se me grabó la imagen de este muchacho que vi en la tienda.
And obviously, he caught my attention. The kid caught my attention.
Y volví a encontrar ese muchacho después en el día, como a un kilómetro de distancia del lugar donde lo había visto antes.
And I saw him a while later, like 1 kilometer of distance away where I saw him last time.
Pero esta vez estaba con 5 muchachos.
But this time he was with 5 more kids.
Así que yo tenía en mi corazón el deseo de hablar con estos muchachos. Sentí el deseo de compartir con estos muchachos.
I had the wish to talk to these teenage kids.
Así que fue y hablé con mi con Jeremy, algunos lo conocen, mi compañero de equipo.
So I went with to talk to Jeremy if he would come with me.
Le pedí si podía ayudarme a hablar con esos muchachos.
I asked him if he would help me with these kids.
Y me dijo, okay, puedo ayudarte con unos 5 o 10 minutos.
He said, okay, I can help you for 5 or 10 minutes maximum.
Y Jeremy en este tiempo no hablaba español, solamente hablaba inglés.
At this time, Jeremy didn't talk much Spanish, he just talked English. Speak English.
Así que le dije, tú oras por mí mientras que yo hablo con ellos.
So I asked him if he would just pray for me while I talk to them.
Y llegué y los saludé.
And I went and said hi.
Y el muchacho que había encontrado anteriormente.
And the kid that I saw at first.
Se puso nervioso.
He got nervous.
Y les dije, mi nombre es Horacio.
I said, my name is Horacio.
Les puedo invitar un refresco.
Can I buy you a Coke?
Y se miraron uno al otro.
And they looked at each other.
Y uno dijo que sí.
And one said yes.
Y todos los demás dijeron sí.
And all the other ones said yes, like a choir.
Así que fui y compré los refrescos y se los entregué a los muchachos.
So I went and bought the Cokes and brought them to them.
Y empecé a preguntarles del lugar, qué pasaba en el lugar, qué hacían ellos en el lugar.
I started to ask them about the place, what were they doing in the place.
Y ellos también les llamó la atención y me preguntaron, ¿tú qué estás haciendo aquí?
And it got their attention and they asked me, what are you doing here?
Y eso me abrió la puerta y me dio la oportunidad de ministrarles o de compartirles acerca de Dios.
What?
Eso me dio la oportunidad de compartirles
and
de
that,
mi fe.
And that gave me the opportunity to share with them my faith in the Lord.
Y les compartí cómo yo había conocido al Señor.
And I told them how I came to the Lord.
Y después de eso les pregunté, ¿a alguien de ustedes les gustaría recibir al Señor?
And I asked them if one of you would like to receive the Lord.
Y otra vez se miraron unos a otros.
And another time they looked at each other.
Y el muchacho que yo había conocido primero dijo que sí.
And the kid that I saw first said yes.
Y después todos los demás dijeron que sí.
And again they were like a choir saying yes.
Después de esto me invitaron a su casa donde ellos vivían.
After this they invited me to their house where they lived.
Y había otros muchachos en este lugar.
And there were more kids in that place.
Es raro que ellos tengan su propia casa en este lugar.
It's weird that they have their own place in this place.
La casa tenía cadenas enfrente y atrás.
The house had chains on the doors in the front and the back.
Las ventanas tenían spray, pintura de spray en las ventanas.
The windows had spray paint all over them.
Tenían un cable colgando ahí con un foco con la luz bien bajita.
The light, there was this light and the wire was going from the wall, ceiling to the wall, and the light was, the electricity was very low on the light.
Era un lugar no cómodo, era bien incómodo el lugar.
This place wasn't very comfortable. It was very uncomfortable.
Y limpiaron todo el lugar, empezaron a limpiar todo el lugar.
And they introduced me to this kid, and then they started cleaning.
Y prepararon una mesa para nosotros.
And they prepared a table for us.
Todo el equipo se vino a ministrar a esta área.
And the whole team went and ministered on the block, I think.
Ellos ministraron dentro de la casa y después estuvieron haciendo ministerio en la calle, enfrente de esta casa.
First they spoke in their house and then in front of their house.
Bastantes jóvenes recibieron a Dios ese día.
A lot of kids received the Lord that day.
Fue emocionante.
It was exciting.
Thank you.
De nada.
Good job, Zama. Ahora les voy a decir cómo pasó esta situación. ¿Recuerdan la señora que les dije que estaba?
Okay, I want you to remember. Remember when I told you in the beginning to think of that lady?
Después yo conocí a esta señora, después de
that lady
muchachos.
Who was looking out to the horizon. And later I met her.
Porque uno de sus hijos estaba en esta bola.
One of her sons was there in that group of teenagers.
Y ella me dijo que cuando vio las camionetas pasar,
and she told me that when she saw all of our vans go by,
ella dijo, ojalá y mi hijo hable con alguien de ellos.
She said to herself, I just pray that my son talks to one of them.
Entonces, el muchacho que llamó mi atención,
and so that kid, the one that caught my attention in the store,
ese no era su hijo, pero él era como líder de toda la bola de jóvenes
que estaban ahí. He
wasn't
her son, but he was like the leader of that little gang.
Y su hijo estaba entre la bola de esta gente.
And her son was in that group of people.
Esta señora realmente estaba preocupada.
And that woman was very worried.
Porque estos jóvenes se juntaban en esa casa.
Because they would get together in this house that they had.
Y se drogaban ahí.
And they would get high.
Y hacía bastante, ese lugar bien peligroso.
And that was a very dangerous place to be, that house.
Y todos estos eran jóvenes en edad de casarse.
And these were all teenagers that were at the age to be married. What is that age in Mexico?
30, 40.
No, they were in their 20s.
Okay. Entonces, where am I? That's okay. No. Muchos de los jóvenes que estaban ahí entraban y salían de la prisión. Ya entraban y salían de la prisión.
And these guys would just go into jail, come out, and go back in.
Some of them.
Some of them.
Yeah. Y entonces el lugar estaba mal.
So it wasn't a good place.
Pero entonces cuando esta señora pidió que alguien encontrara a su hijo y le ayudara,
prayed that someone would find her son and talk to him.
No solamente ayudó a su hijo.
It didn't only help her son.
Ayudó a todos estos, me imagino a todas esas mamás que estaban preocupadas por sus hijos.
All the mothers of those kids that were living in that house.
Y yo creo que la señora ya no sabía qué hacer con su
hijo.
And
I think that lady didn't know she was at her wit's end. She didn't know what else to do with her son.
Me imagino que era un lugar bien padre porque no tenían, tenían un lugar que les protegía de la policía.
¿Quién?
Los muchachos.
And I can imagine they thought they had it everything really cool because that house, the police wouldn't even go near it.
Y obviamente nadie decía nada porque muchos de sus hijos estaban ahí.
And of course nobody's going to tell on their children because they don't want them to go back into prison.
Es interesante, yo traté de, y solo como comentario, yo traté muchas veces de ver al gobernador por situaciones que yo tenía.
And this is an interesting thing too. A lot of times I would try and... ¿De la visa?
Esta señora estaba tan desesperada que trataba de buscar ayuda para sus hijos donde fuera.
And this lady was so desperate, she would go anywhere to look for help for her children.
De hecho, cuando la conocimos, nos llevó a ver al gobernador que estaba en el área.
When we knew her, the governor was there in that place doing some press conference or something, showing that he was trying to help this. It was like a dump where they lived. And it showed that he was trying to bring in electricity and things there. I think that's why he was there.
Y la señora me dijo, vengan conmigo, vamos a ver si podemos hablar con el gobernador.
And she said, come with me, I want to go and speak to the governor.
¿Y saben lo que le pidió al gobernador cuando pudo hablar con ella? Porque pudo hablar con él. And estuvimos ahí.
Do you know what she asked him when she got up there and she actually had a chance to speak with him?
Le dijo, señor gobernador, ¿cómo podemos ayudar a nuestros hijos a salir de las drogas? Necesitamos que nos ayude a sacar
and
a
she,
nuestros hijos de las drogas.
She asked the governor, how can you help us get our children out of drugs? We don't know what to do.
Y ella dijo, pues ese es trabajo de los papás.
And he told her, that's the parents' job.
Pero de cualquier manera, él hizo algo. Parece que mandó trabajadores sociales y puso un lugar.
But after this, he sent people in there, like social workers and people to help clean up the place.
Para ayudar a los niños.
To help the kids.
Entonces, la señora estaba desesperada tratando de buscar ayuda donde fuera.
That lady was desperate. She was looking for help wherever she could.
Así que Dios puso nuestro corazón a ayudarles y estuvimos trabajando en el área por un buen rato.
To go to that place, and we were there for a long time. That whole summer we worked in that area.
Ese lugar quedó deshabitado. La policía lo cerró después.
That house that they had been using to get high, the authorities shut it down.
Pero tuvieron ellos la oportunidad de conocer al Señor. No supe qué pasó con los demás muchachos después de un rato.
But those guys had a chance to know the Lord. I don't know what happened to them after a while, but I do know that they did have the opportunity to meet the Lord.
Trabajé con ellos unas dos ocasiones y después dejé al pastor del lugar completamente con ellos. ¿O sí?
We worked with them. We had Bible studies with them for about a year, and then after that, we placed the pastor in charge of that area.
Pero esta es la... A Dios le gusta cuando pedimos a Él cosas que están realmente en nuestro corazón.
But God really likes it when we come to Him with desires or with something that is on our heart.
Cuando ya no estamos pensando en otra cosa que pueda ayudarnos.
When we're not looking for anything else that can help us.
Y estamos solamente poniendo toda nuestra confianza en Él.
And we're just putting all of our trust and the rest, all of our hope in Him.
Entonces, creo que es una historia que va bien por el trabajo de las mamás y la pasión que tienen cuando están pidiendo a Dios.
And I think this story shows the passion of mothers. And
y creo que es algo que podemos tener también yo mismo tomar esto como ejemplo para mi vida.
And I think it's something that even I can take and apply towards me.
Que ir con la... Sabiendo que Dios va a interceder, que va a hacer algo cuando intercedemos.
Knowing that God is going to do something when we finally reach that point and go to Him and intercede to Him.
Eso es lo que quiero compartirles.
So that is what I wanted to share with you.
Pues yo, yes. Dime qué vas a decir. No quiero que. Dime, por favor. Voy a dejar el lugar a Daryl. Y is it here? Oh, yes. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Horacio. I was thinking when he first started out there with the first part of Samuel, how she gave her son Samuel up at a very early age, actually, that he went away from her, and you would think, well, you know, she maybe didn't really spend a lot of time with her son because he went into the, I'll say, the priesthood and ministry or whatever. But can you imagine the joy? She's obviously a God-fearing woman and followed after the Lord. And you imagine the joy that was in her heart as she saw the things that Samuel did, the ministry that he had. And so the impact, as Ross was saying, about the prayer and the giving of her children into the service and the work of the Lord and all that. That's awesome stuff. And so, but yeah. Anybody have any prayer concerns, needs, or other announcements?